Top 10 Grace Kids Blog Post Roundup. It has been 4 months since we launched the Grace Kids blog. We have loved every minute of it and hope that you have enjoyed the content, tips, and Christ-centered parenting. Since the summer is here, and you may have more time to read or listen to the blog posts, we wanted to share our favorite 10 posts so far. They are in no particular order, but are all packed full of wisdom, laughter, and encouragement. Number 10, don't parent alone. Grace Community Church is committed to coming alongside families as they disciple their children. We know that God did not intend for us to do this alone. He designed us to need community. But what does it look like to not parent alone? Read this post to find out more. Number 9, discipling our kids at home. Discipling our kids at home is a call on every parent. The church provides support and resources, but the responsibility is placed on the parents. In this post, our Lyndale campus pastor, Lewis Pollard, gives us some tips for making the most of the time we have to disciple our kids. Number 8, trusting God with our kids. It is tempting to take all of the responsibility on ourselves when it comes to our children. But the truth is that as believers, we need to trust God with all the heavy lifting. The heart change and true protection come from the Lord, not from us. Number 7, why you aren't just a mom, how God uses moms every day. In our culture, the phrase just a mom gets thrown around pretty often. However, that is not how God sees moms. Women and moms are used over and over again throughout the Bible to execute God's rescue plan. We took a whole post to talk about it, and trust me, you won't be disappointed. Number 6, 5 ways to prioritize your marriage and parenthood. Marriage can sometimes take a backseat to parenthood, but that isn't the way it's supposed to be. Marriage should come before parenting. This post is full of tips to help you do just that. Number 5, loving the hard kid. If you are a foster, adoptive, or special needs parent, this post may resonate with you. Sometimes loving kids from hard places is not the easiest thing to do. However, God still calls us to love them as He loves them. This post walks through how to do that. Number 4, social media heart check. Social media is a huge part of our society. Nearly everyone has a social media account or two. There are perils that come with a world that is lived online. While there are positives and negatives, it is a good idea to evaluate whether or not you need a social media heart check. Number 3, siblings and rivalry. When a family has more than one child, there will always be tension and rivalry, but how we handle it is key. There are several sets of siblings in the Bible to help guide us as we parent our children. Many of these are cautionary tales and show us what not to do. Take a look at this post for tips and encouragement as you navigate sibling rivalry. Number 2, kids on mission. Did you know that kids and families can live on mission right where they are? You don't need to go to the other side of the world to be on mission for Christ. Start with your neighborhood, school, and people you see all of the time. There are some great ideas to help families to get started on missions with their kids. Number 1, raising the next generation of Christians, what they really need from us. This is one of our favorite posts so far. It is hard to put into a few sentences the amazing content found in this post. You really just need to read it. Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.